Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's me, Hanif, simply Hanif, and I'm so excited about today's show. You now are tuned in. I hope you have got your hot cup of coffee and joining us this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. We have two special guests. We have Melba Moore. Come on, everybody. Everybody knows this rhythm and blues singer and actress, Melba Moore. I am so excited to have her on as well. And then later on in the show, we have Queen Blessing. She's a former victim of skin bleaching practices, and she has went ahead and tackled this issue on head on. So I'm happy I'm going to have her as well. But I'm excited about Melba's new music, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot wait to play one of her songs, What Can I Do to Survive? I'm actually going to play that in a moment before we introduce this lovely, lovely woman who has also inspired me when I was younger. I cannot wait to talk to her about what she is doing currently and what has inspired her to continue on her journey. So with no further ado, let's go ahead and play one of Melba's wonderful songs, What Can I Do to Survive? And then we will have her on the line to go ahead and talk to you lovely audience in a few seconds, all right? Let's listen to these nice tunes.
What we had is just a memory. Yeah, so inseparable. You gave up on me. Why was you afraid?
Why was you afraid?
Thank you.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I know you are loving that. What can I do to survive? And us women, we already know when we're going through those love issues sometimes, right? So I would like to welcome the lovely, talented, beautiful, a little woman who can hold a note, my inspiration that I can endure and still rise, the singer and wonderful actress, Miss Melba Moore. Hello, Miss Melba Moore. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I am well. I am well. I'm so excited to have you. I'm loving the fact that you're back into the music, and the song is wonderful. I love it. I saw the video, and I said, look at Miss Melba Moore.
Oh, I'm glad you saw it and you like it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Many people talk about Miss Melba, talk about how music soothes them, and some even say that it helps them through various situations. What does music and singing do for you?
Oh, that's a big question, because I've had it as a major part of my life so long. I have had a chance to think about it, and what I've noticed is that at first it really alters your mood. That's the first thing you can observe about it. I think it does things to you that reach so deeply you don't know all of what it does to you, but it's all good. I know that. Well, if it's positive.
If it's positive, right, yes. I love it. I love it. I have a question that came from one of my audience. They said, after so many years in the industry and dealing with the highs and lows that probably come with the territory, what keeps you grounded and passionate about the music?
That's another good question, because it's so kind of like unpredictable and seemingly unstable. And, you know, we as human beings, you know, we're very fragile, and we can get disappointed, we can get disillusioned, but actually, you know, we can get ill, we can get shut down. There are a number of things that can happen to us that can stop us from continuing on. So I think that it has to be like an inbred passion, you know, like, let's say, like, you really, 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 really like ice cream.
Right.
Something like that. You just, you know, no matter what, you got to go get some more.
I understand it. I feel like your passion, you know, that's in you, that zeal in you will fuel your purpose. So if it's really your purpose, you'll endure the highs and lows. And that's what I love, your testimony, which we don't need to go into all that, because people can Google you if they want to know. But I do want to say that just knowing that showed me that I can endure and still rise on my feet.
Oh.
Because
yes.
You are doing it, and you haven't quit. There was a song of yours that I loved so much that inspired me when I was a young girl. And I was watching this video, I'll never forget, and it was you and Freddie Jackson sing A Little Bit More. Tell me what it was like to sing that song with that man.
Okay, let me think for a second, because, of course, it was a lot of fun. He was my protege, so I really kind of ushered him into the spotlight of people recognizing what a great talent he was and is. And so I think about all that kind of leading up to the song, me taking him out on the road with me and putting him as a featured artist on my show even before he was scheduled to do that. He was my backup singer. But I knew how great he was, and I was just excited for people to hear how great he was. So I remember taking him and introducing him and saying, okay, ladies and gentlemen, now I'm going to say his name real clear and slowly for you before he sings, because I know by the time he starts to sing about the fourth note, you guys are going to start screaming and yelling, and you're not even going to remember what I said. And of course, that happened. He first sang Good Morning Heartaches, and he said, Good Morning Heartaches, whatever he sings after that. And they were screaming through the rest. They never even heard the song. So I said, see, his name is Freddie Jackson, okay. And, of course, we worked in the recording studio, because I don't know if he still writes, but he was a very prolific songwriter and producer and part of a good songwriting team. And he then, of course, started to go out on the road as a solo artist. As a matter of fact, our company, Hush Production, signed him to Capitol Records as a solo artist. And then, of course, collectively we came up with the idea of he and I doing a duet together. And but your question was, what was it like
no,
to perform
okay.
it with
to
him?
Perform.
And I'm giggling because, if he wasn't a great singer, he could do stand-up because he's hilarious, and we used to just joke with each other. So it was a lot of fun. He's adorable, you know, just fun to be with and lots of jokes and fun. But when we sang it together, our styles are so very, very different. I just remember being so amazed at how well it went, and now the people were screaming at both of us at the same time.
That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. That song, I was a little girl. But you know what song made me just really love you as an artist, and because you were this little woman like me, and to hold that note, I said, well, where is it coming from? And it was your song, Falling. I believe it was produced by Gene McFadden,
right,
off of your 86 CD title, A Lot of Love, if I'm not mistaken. And that song, Fallen, Miss Melba Moore, you can hold a note, sister.
Thank you. It's become kind of an identifying or a signature part of my singing, I guess, too. Yes.
Where do you get it from?
Well, I think, well, first of all, because I am small and I really did have a tiny voice that didn't project, I worked really hard on it. And just like you go to the gym and you build up the muscles and the stamina and you do the exercise and you eat the right things and you keep practicing. And after a while, you know, maybe you started out to be muscular and maybe you didn't get that, but you got something else. I wanted one day, just singing so hard and trying so hard, this note popped out. And it seemed like it was coming from across the room because, like, it carried. First time it happened, I didn't realize it was me. There was nobody else singing, but it seemed like it came from somewhere else, like it went across the room. And so then I knew it was me, and so I did it again to see if it would happen again. And it did, so I kept doing it. So it wasn't always there, but it came from just trying to get better and trying to get my voice to be bigger and louder because it was so small. Now it's bigger than me.
I love it. I love your voice. I think that's a good lesson to anyone that's in the business of singing or anything that you want to do in life, that it takes practice to be great,
right,
to have greatness.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, you can't get away
you'll
from
get,
that.
Whatever it is you're doing, you'll get better, you'll get bigger. I mean, like I didn't start out to get a long note or anything like that, but now I realize I really have a great lung capacity. I've always liked dancing and moving and swimming a lot, and so in retrospect, I realized that I developed my lung power and just everything together, just keep working at it and loving it so much and having such a passion for it. One day I think God said, you know what, you worked hard on it, I'm going to give you something for all this work.
I know, because God is good and he will bless you, you know, if
yeah.
you are doing the work. I know that's right, Ms. Melba Moore. Okay, so
yeah.
I want to ask you this question. How is the industry different today than it was when you had first started?
Well, because especially for African Americans or people of African descent, there was just a shutdown for us just because we were black, and because so many of us have been courageous and open the way, it's much more open for us than it was before. And, of course, God continually does new and witty inventions, so technologically it's a whole different world. And, of course, we have the Internet, and that's continuing to really explode in the age of information. It's just magnifying and multiplying your opportunities to get out in the public, to have direct contact with your audiences, and immediate contact. I mean, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all of this is just amazing tools that we have now that we didn't before.
I know it is amazing, and I actually love it because you can reach your audience quicker than I think you would otherwise. I want to talk about what you're doing April 13th. I want to go ahead and let everybody know what you're doing at the Metropolitan Room.
Right. Right.
I think that's phenomenal what you're doing, but no one can say it and tell it better than you.
Okay, well, what I'm doing is a tribute to some of the, just a few, because, you know, one of the things about Americans, black, white, or anything else, we've had some incredible artists to go before us that have become icons and legends, and what I want to do is devote the evening to tribute to some of them, like Barbara Streisand and Sarah Vaughan and Nancy Wilson and Lena Horne and, excuse me, Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay. going to be beautiful.
Because I've been around long enough to be a legend, too, so some of my songs, okay?
Oh, yes, you have. Let's make sure we let everyone know that. Oh, yes, you have. Yes, ma'am. And someone needs to do a tribute to you. I'm putting it out there, everybody, on Simply Honey Radio Show that
great.
Are listening. Someone
great.
Definitely needs to do that to you, Melba Moore. There, you are one of a kind, and I don't think there'll be another with a voice like that at all. I want to introduce one of your songs that I'm going to play, and I think it's Just Dance. Before we do, please tell us more about your latest project.
Okay, I too want to let you know where the Metropolitan Room is.
Yes, please.
Let
everybody
appearing.
Know.
Right, on April 13th. The show's going to be at 9 p.m., and the address is 34 West 22nd Street, Lower Manhattan. And you can call in for tickets, please, 212-206-0440, 212-206-0440. Now, about the current single, you played What Can I Do to Survive, which was, I think, the second single. And now the current single, which will be the third single that we've released from the CD, is called Just Dance. Now, the CD is entitled Forevermore, and I'm in the studio now trying to finish that up, so hopefully I'll have that done in another month or so. So the current single is called Just Dance. It was written by Dominic McFadden, who happens to be the son of Gene McFadden of McFadden
and
Whitehead.
Isn't that something?
Yes. So we're keeping it all in the family. That's just a little bit about it.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and play it. And then when we come back, Melba, please let we're going to continue to let people know where you're going to be on April 13th. We want to kind of drive
Thanks.
That in so the ones that
Thanks.
Are not cannot hear it can hear it. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, everybody. This is Simply Honey's radio show, and I am just honored and blessed to have Ms. Melba Moore on, and we are going to listen to her song, Just Dance. And make sure you guys, you know, tweet us, Instagram us, and let us know what you think about the music.
When we used to know each other's names, hanging out all day long and playing silly games. Let's take it back to the good times music could bring. Let's get back.
is back, everybody. She is back. Melba Moore, this is a wonderful, wonderful song. It is hot, and we will be playing it here with your permission, of course, on Simply
Honey.
Well,
you have my permission. Oh, yes.
We will play
like
your
it.
Song.
I hope your fans like it, too.
I believe they will. I had such a buzz when I told everyone on social media that I was going to be interviewing you, and very excited. So
you have all
genre of ages that like your music, and that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That voice, especially to these new young women that are young singers that are coming up and singing and listening to old music, and now they have something new to listen to. I don't think some of us could still hold a note to you, but you know.
Well, we need to connect all of the genres and the generations. It's all part of one big family. Yeah.
And I love it. And I love your spirit. I love that even though you went through a rough a patch, I really don't
want to. Maybe because.
Because doesn't that bring out something? It brings out a different tune, right? You sing and you live
absolutely.
Life differently, and you give better praise
I think too.
Go ahead.
It's up to us who are what I call the leftovers, or that we're going to be able to. We need to be able to stand with the new generation coming up, not just sit down and kind of armchair give advice. We need to set examples. We need to be with them. We need to show, I think, God's glory. You know, he doesn't mean for us to get all wasted and wore out and wrinkled up and broke down. He said he's coming back for a brand new, beautiful bride, even though we may be a little mature.
Amen. Amen, Melba. I mean, you inspire me because you went through a lot, losing what you had, which I say we all can go through that. We all can lose a lot. We don't need to, like I said, hash the details. But the fact that your tenacity to continue to go on in life and stand in your truth and in God's truth so that you can do better and be better is what is so inspiring to me.
Great. Well, I mean, I think that's the whole point, you know, of God letting us survive and hopefully do as well as we did before, which would be quite amazing. Now, it's easy when you're 19. It's not so easy when you're older and you've been beaten up a little bit. But God is. I think that's the point, is to be a new creature and be made over. And, you know, I mean, I've worn out my joints and my hips and my knees, but, you know, they have replacements now. So
you are funny, Melba.
If you get to the gym and change your diet, you can still, you know, bust a move. I mean, come on.
That is so true. It is so true. I was just telling my mom, I used to think that she was loony when she would talk about hot flashes and stuff. Like, what is her problem? And now that I'm 43, I'm getting them kind of young, and I go, oh, that's what she meant. And so now my children are looking at me like, Mom, but I do believe, I think we get better. The older we get.
We can get better, but you have to make an effort. I mean, it's always a choice. You can, you know, I hear people say, well, and you start to hear that slow down in their voice. I said, well, you know what? I don't think I want to hear that part of what the choice is. I think I want to do whatever it is it's necessary to keep some energy, to regenerate, you know, to renovate. I get out and I walk a little mountain every day. And then I go up this other mountain. Then I get the bus, and then I get to Manhattan, get on the train, and then I walk to church to get my communion every day. So I go to the boss so he can make me a new creature. This is not easy to do. You can't get this sitting down watching TV eating potato chips. You got to make some kind of effort. But if you do this, I think, you know, you'll be a new creature. And instead of sitting down just kind of saying how it used to be, you can walk with your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Teach, Melba. Absolutely. It is a conscious decision to change your life.
But you can't be saying that unless you get up and do it, okay?
Okay. You do have to get up and move.
You got to still be able to hit the notes and, you know, make the moves and, you know, have a good time with everybody that's out there living life.
And live it yourself, right? Because I believe
right,
he gave us
right.
to live it abundantly. And he means
right,
that and
right.
enjoy it. We can't run from the trials and tribulations, but we can definitely learn from them, and we can really, really, really love life the way that it's meant. So that is, see, it's
I
a reason
the
why.
And
I was
of course,
joking.
For music, you have an excuse. You have a responsibility to be joyful and to keep getting up. The music drives you to do that. So, you know, get in shape, girls and boys.
Yes, get in shape. You are definitely, I am definitely, well, I think everybody thinks that they're your number one fan. You know, when I got this, I said, oh, I'm her number one fan. But I'm sure everyone thinks that, but I really believe I really am.
thank you. I hope so.
I really
love. I
appreciate
you.
What you embody from one sister to another, you showed me as a young girl that, especially because I was such a tiny girl, that I could do whatever it is that I wanted to do.
Well, I think
now I didn't know how
too.
I was going to get on that road, but I did it.
But you know, sometimes when we're small, you can be intimidated, and people treat you how you look. I mean, they do.
That's
you know,
true.
I'm very often. Even now, treated as though, or that people attempt to treat me as though I'm invisible. I'm saying, no, there's a line here. Get in the back.
Absolutely. I
well,
know.
I mean, you have to learn
I'm the skinny little girl, and I used to always get that.
As a small
and
person.
I was, yeah, I'm like,
you
I'm
know,
here.
And,
hello.
And, you know, like, you can't lose your love and your sweetness and your kindness, but somehow you have to be present in your life, and you have to be present when you're with other people. And maybe that's one reason why I love the music opportunity that it gives me to build my personality, build my confidence, but yet still be compassionate for others so I can be part of the community, a part of. You don't want to rule or sometimes people have a problem, you know, just fellowshipping with people because they have such a rough time being apart because they're small in personality or in stature. But, you know, somehow you have to keep a balance, but you can still have a big personality and a big spirit, even though you're a gentle one and you're a quiet one. I know God, you know, he loves small things. That's why he made microscopic things that we can't even see. And that really rules the universe.
Yes.
Most of the stuff that rules the universe is so small you can't even see it. So you small people, come on, get up and have your place too.
Oh, yes. I love that you said that. God loves small things because the things that we can't see is what makes the world go round. Oh, I
yeah.
love that. Melba,
yeah.
what's the inspiration behind it? What behind your music, your new CD, and what can your fans, both old and new, expect from you from this new project that you're on?
Well, I'm giggling because I guess since everything has changed so much, everybody's had to restructure how you do your business, and we who are artists sometimes are the very last to learn that because we're so caught up in the joy and the creativity and the passion of our art, we forget that if you don't have the business part of it, nobody will see or appreciate what you do. So one of the things that's happened is that I've become the CEO, I've become the record executive, I choose the music, I choose the people who help me go out and find the songwriters and the producers. And I guess since it's taken me quite a while to have a new R&B CD out, I've worked on some gospel music in the last 10 years or so, but this is the first R&B CD that I will have released in 20 years. So what
wow.
you're going to see is me attempting to show you, the new me, how much I love you and love the industry. I'm going to be showing off my range. I'm going to be showing off my relevancy, like what can I do to survive and
yes.
Just Dance. I think, you know, they certainly are who it, well, part of what I have to show you is that I still have the voice and all the gifts that God gave me before. So I'm showing you I'm still who I was, but I'm now, and not trying to be someone else, but the music I think sounds contemporary and wonderful of today. And I have some other songwriters and producers who are coming to the project, so it will all be fresh, but I think it's going to be listenable. I'm not going to try to riff like everybody does because that's not what I do very well, but I'm not going to do all long notes, but you're going to hear me some notes, and I want to show you that I still have the range and I still have the love and passion that I always did.
And I love that it's relevant. the music is still, what I listened to it and watched the videos and did my research, it's still relevant. And that's important. But your range is there, because, you know, some of us still looking for, now I want to hear them notes now. Mel,
oh, you're going to hear the notes,
really,
yeah.
Okay. I'm excited about that.
We have a song that I'm getting ready to work on called So What If I Fall, which I think you can tell in the title. It's a song about, well, I'm finna be myself and do my thing because I don't know how to do anything else. And I hear all the people who say, well, you can't do that. You shouldn't even try. I'm not going to listen to them. Okay, so you know that's going to take some passion, and it'll be an opportunity
to show
my range and whatever, because it's written just so incredibly well. You're going to hear that I have a good taste in picking songwriters, because you hear the music is strong, and regardless of what day or time it is, well, it's not back in the daytime. I love for you to remember what I did back in the day, but I want your attention now. I'm alive now. Otherwise,
absolutely,
I'm just a history book, you know?
Absolutely, Melba. That's why I didn't really bring up the past. For me, I really just want people to see you as who you are today.
Thank you.
And the same thing with me. If I'm doing something now, I would like to be respected for what I'm doing now. Not that my accolades doesn't matter, but right now in the present does matter. So
right, we're not
that's what I wanted
the
show to be about.
Right.
Yes,
so I appreciate that too. And I, you know, I'm going to work continuously as long as God gives me an opportunity to be in front of people. To whenever I step in front of you, and whenever I put a project in front of you, you give me your precious time and concern to listen to it. It's going to be something that relates to you now.
Yes. Yes. Yes, because it's important. It's important. Especially when I'm listening to the CD, the song Just Dance, you're talking about community. I really, really love that. We have missed that somewhere down the line. What inspired you to write that? Or you guys
wrote
it together?
I'm glad you think I wrote it. I love that when people say, "Why? How did you?" Because it means that Dominic McFadden wrote something that was so well suited to me. It sounds like I wrote it, but that's why I'm very careful in picking the songs that hopefully they suit me. So it sounds like you can hear the message that I'm trying to get across to you. It's not just a hit song that we'll crank out and make money off of, although I hope we certainly do that. But when you listen to the lyrics, when you listen to the beat, when you listen to the instruments, it will all give you different feelings that touch you and say something to you that means something to you.
That's true. It does. Melba, what is it about you, Miss Melba Moore, that we don't know that you would like for us to know?
I think what you see is what you get.
Okay.
I don't really have any secrets. I've been grateful to continue to be a public person through all the, I'll say scandal, but just difficult times that I've been through, because I've had to talk about things that very, very, very unpleasant, and realize that, you know what, that's what touches everybody's lives. We don't all have to talk about all the details that we go through, but it's the human condition, and there's a respectable way to talk about everything. I've learned that as a public person, and I guess the only thing that I haven't said to you that I probably have said, but in not directly, is that God is first in my life. I'm a born-again Christian, and whatever I do in the public, if it's R&B, if it's acting, whatever it is, it's going to be to give him glory first.
Oh, I love that, and that's what Simply Honey's radio show is all about. The foundation of the show is giving God the glory. It's very important, because at the end of the day, I think people need to understand that it is about him, and it has to bring him glory. But music can come from anywhere, and that's what I love, what you're doing and what you're putting out. And I'm just happy that you're back, Melba. I think
Thank you.
Is going to open more doors than
and
you
I'm
think.
Grateful. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, because your heart is, you have such a beautiful heart, a beautiful spirit, a wonderful testimony that we all can endure and make it through if we choose to change our mindset and do the work. And so with that is an inspiration in itself, because what would have broken most people down through your faith and your renewed faith in God, you've shown us that it may break some people down, but if you really do the work and really have God on your side, you can come through it all. So I'm excited about that, definitely. Okay. Let us again tell everybody where you'll be in April.
Okay.
So that they can get those tickets.
All right, great. So it's going to be Monday, April 13th, and the address is 34 West 22nd Street. And the show time is at 9 p.m., just one show that night. And please call for tickets at the Metropolitan Room, 212-206-0440. 212-206-0440, the Metropolitan Room.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And we're still going to stay on just for about a couple more minutes, everybody, because I have one more question. And before we do that, though, I want to play your song again, What Can I Do to Survive? And then we will ask that question when we get right back. Thanks again, Melville. Just want everybody to pay attention. I know you're going to want to hear the song.
What we had is just a memory. Yeah, so inseparable we used to be. Raindrops falling down on my parade. You gave up on me. Why was you
everybody. This song is beautiful, sexy, shows Melba Moore back doing her thing, and I am so excited to have her on, everybody. Now, I'm going to tell you guys this. Support. When our CD comes out, get her CD. Support it on iTunes. When I post this on our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, wherever I do, please repost it. It is important that we support each other, especially those that are in music and that love our artist. I am so excited that she is back, and she's showing us that we all can do it if we put our mind to it. So with no further ado, Ms. Melba Moore, I love that song. We'll keep playing it, I'm telling you.
I'm so glad. It feels like we're not proud. We work so hard to try to figure out not just what do we like, you know, but are you going to like it? So when you like it, it means everything. And when I say we, I mean Dominic. Let me give, you know, and Phone Notes,
yes,
a co-writer and producer, because they work very hard and they're so good at what they do. They don't write the song, I ain't got nothing to sing. And we are so grateful that you like it.
Oh, yes, I do. And I'm going to continue to play it throughout every show on every Tuesday. I air every Tuesday at 10 a.m. And we'll be playing that. And we'll be playing Just Dance. And if you get more music, please have your manager send me more.
Okay.
And we'll play it.
We will.
I definitely can't wait. I have my last and final question. And this question is, what is or was your favorite Melba Moore song or album? Which one did you really love and you knew that?
Well, one of my favorite ones was What a Woman Needs, which doesn't really, I don't think it's got a lot of exposure. I guess because I was fascinated, because I wrote most of the songs on there with several other songwriters. It was my first attempt at writing. And so when I listened to them, I thought, oh, you know, when I get a chance and everything gets settled, I'm going to go back and find me some good people to write, and I'm going to start writing again. It's called What a Woman Needs, and all the songs on there I co-wrote.
Oh,
you're probably not going to remember. If I'm telling you that, you don't know what songs are on there, do you?
No.
You have to kind of go back in the archives. Now,
I'm going to go back in the archive and look.
Yeah, I don't promote so much like what's in the past, because you can get those and they're out and people see them all the time. But other than that, I guess I would say Lean on Me, because I like what the people like, and every time I sing that song, it doesn't matter who the audience is. If I sing it at the beginning of the show, I get a standing ovation there. If I sing it in the middle of the show, I get it there. It just moves people like it's the first time they're hearing it. They hear it, so
mm-hmm.
I like it.
I love that. I love that, Melba. I am so honored to have you on this show. Just taking a chance on someone new that you don't even know in the industry. So I appreciate that as well. Again, let us tell everybody where you're going to be on April 13th, April 12th, correct? April 12th?
April
13th, get those tickets.
Monday.
Oh, thank you.
Monday
yes.
night, April 13th. And it's going to be the Metropolitan Room, like the Metropolitan Opera House. Don't go to the Metropolitan Opera House. Go to the Metropolitan Room at 34 West 22nd Street. That's 34 West 22nd Street. And you can call for tickets at 212-206-0440. 212-206-0440. The Metropolitan Room, Monday, April 13th. And the show is at 9 p.m. Y'all come, please.
Yes, come out and support. Remember, everybody, it's about supporting. And then not only that, you're going to get a great show. That is what is going to be phenomenal. You're missing out. So I cannot wait to see it, to hear about it. Melba, thank you so much for being on Simply Honey Radio Show. I'm going to, everybody, we're going to listen to Melba Moore's other song, Just Dance, as we wait for our next guest, who is Miss Blessing, Queen Blessings, and this is going to be a deep story. Thank you again, Melba Moore, for being on. I love you. I am honored that you are here, and God
bless.
And I'm
going to say
thank
you to you, Little Miss Hanif.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I cannot wait, and I hope to have you on again. So you get some new songs.
Oh, thank you. Okay, yes.
Come back
yes.
on, please.
We will. Thank
Let me
you.
Extend that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Have a great one.
All right.
All right now.
Thank you. You too.
All right, everybody. Our next guest will be Miss Queen Blessings, and she is a former victim of skin bleaching practices. So we're going to take that break right now, and we're going to go ahead and listen to another Melba Moore song, Just Dance. And when we get back, we will have Miss Queen Blessings on. Stay tuned.
When we used to know each other's names, hanging out all day long and playing silly games, let's take it back to the good times.
Everybody, it is Simply Hanif with Simply Hanif Radio. And if you were just tuning in earlier, you heard Melba Moore, American rhythm and blues singer and actress. I'm telling you, that interview was amazing. And, of course, for me, a highlight of my day. I was very excited because I am her number one fan. Of course, I always say that in my head. Anyways, let's talk about what we're going to be talking about in a couple of minutes. And I have another awesome special guest, and her name is Queen Blessings. And she was a former victim of skin bleaching practices. She has tackled the problem head on with a no-holds-bar, exposed, written to inform all who have used or consider using the many dangerous products in the quest for self-beautification and higher self-esteem, although we know you cannot find your self-esteem in a bottle. So she wrote this wonderful book called Dying Inside, Loving Your Skin, Loving Your True Skin. So with no further ado, let's go ahead and talk to the wonderful, beautiful, courageous Queen Blessings. Hello, Queen Blessings. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Hanif.
No problem. I'm so excited to have you, Queen. I think this is going to be amazing testimony, and it's going to really enlighten people on how serious skin bleaching is and all around the world, quite honestly. So just tell a little bit about your story, and then we can get into your journey on what's going on with your book. What inspired you to write
it? Yes. Yes, I have. I'm originally from Nigeria, West Africa, and while I was growing up in Nigeria, I was exposed to using lightening products. Now, of course, that time nobody could say lightening creams or toning creams is the same thing as bleaching creams. Because I didn't want to bleach, I just wanted to enhance my skin tone, because my face was always fairer than my body, and I wanted to blend my skin tone. So that was why I was exposed to the skin lightening products. But along the way, I got, the detrimental consequences that nobody talked about. And one of those was skin issues, burn in my skin, and so on and so forth. So, but that, of course, inspired me to, looking some more into what was actually truly going on. So fortunately, as a biochemist now and a public health promotion practitioner, I have been able to do research and realize that a lot of these products are not supposed to use for a long period of time, and nobody talks about it. So it is a very timely topic that every one of us needs to be aware of.
I have a question. So that's serious. I really don't think we should be using that. I think that the product was there for other uses, but not for actually bleaching your skin tone and coming to another level. But what was the turning point that changed your perspective on skin bleaching? Was it when you started doing more research and realizing what was in the ingredients? What was your turning point then?
Yeah, the turning point was actually when I became a biochemist. And, of course, I was able to see that a lot of the ingredients that are used in the bleaching products or skin lightening products are not supposed to be used for a long period of time. Fortunately, I also have had a beauty supply store, ethnic beauty supply store, for over a decade. So I was looking through all of this. Of course, I was trying them because, I didn't see any reason. I just said, like I put on makeup, it's okay to also, enhance your skin tone. So, of course, I didn't think of anything wrong. But when I saw my skin had reaction to the product that I was using, that kind of kicked off the quest for answers as to, okay, what is truly going on? Because that didn't seem normal. So it's like you are hunting to look more beautiful, and then you get hurt along the way. So for me personally, because of my educational background, I think, and then my fortunately being in the beauty industry and owning a beauty supply store for over a decade also helped me to come to the realization that the ingredients that, these products that a lot of us use, we have no idea, we're not paying attention to what the detrimental consequences can be. So I started the quest for answers, and I got my answers, and now the goal is to get other people to be aware of what is going on and therefore us to change our perception of beauty.
Wow, that's deep. What do you think is the main attraction to young girls and older ladies when it comes to skin bleaching? You mentioned that coming from where you live in Africa, or where you were, that it was just a routine. It wasn't something you really second-guessed. But what is the main attraction? Why are we finding that these young girls want to bleach their skin, that they're not embracing their beautiful, natural color?
Yes, unfortunately, the young ones are bombarded with too many things, whether from the media, the advertisement, the models, the people, the things they are exposed to on a daily basis is not helping, I'll give you an example. When you have a picture taken or you see any kind of magazine, you will see that the true picture is not what has been shown. Is maybe the picture has been Photoshopped or, so on and so forth. So people see all these beautiful images, and so that is creating a false perception of what beauty is supposed to be. And so these young ones, young girls who are looking, looking at the various icons, their celebrities, they want to imitate and do what they are doing. But unfortunately, nobody is paying attention to the fact that a lot of these stars and celebrities that young girls look up to don't do all these things just like that by themselves. A lot of them have money and they're able to get quality products. But young girls, the society is not happy the young girls because we allow a lot of these things to be what is being portrayed. So I believe that the false portrayal of beauty via media and cosmetic industry is creating the young girls to be looking to want to do the same thing that they think they see, which is not always the real.
I agree. They don't realize that, the products that the stars are using are actually good products that they can afford to use. And I just want the young girls to know that they're already beautiful, that we don't have to alter ourselves to be beautiful. Beauty comes from within. And it's really hard to teach someone that when they're, like you said, being bombarded with everything that they see on TV on a daily basis. It's a really hard thing. What can we do as a community to bring more awareness to this issue?
Yes, this is the call. This is why I feel like this book is timely. And there's a dire need for every one of us to tune in. like I said in the book, it's not about pointing fingers as to who is using skin bleaching or who has lightened their skin. It is about coming to the realization of the fact that we as a whole, as a society, as a human race, have also encouraged this kind of attitudes. And so it will take every one of us to come in, all hands on deck, to get into the real roots of skin bleaching. And that is what the second series of my book is also talking. Though the first book, Dying Inside, did allude to that, but in the second series, there's going to be even more information, which is coming out soon. Because what we have to understand is that in order for us to be able to help the young ones, we have to change our attitude, our mental attitude, our mental perception of beauty. And it starts from the family. It starts from the parents. A woman who is educated, knowing herself, having that confidence in herself and knowing fully well that beauty is from within and it's not just about the hair that we put on. It's not about the way our skin looks, but it's about building the real character. That woman is the woman who is able to also educate her girls, you know, and empower their, you know, her children, her daughters, and, you know, for that matter. So it's actually has to do with everyone, starting from the family, from the mother, because even if, like my book uncovered, men also use skin lightening, believe it or not. So it's not just young girls or women. So, but it's, the percentage is higher, of course, with women, because we want to be seen or perceived as flawless and as beautiful. So it calls for everyone, including not just the parents, but the celebrities and the cosmetic industry, because I do believe that now that there have been efforts to actually ban using a lot of these toxic products in the creams and other products for that matter. But unfortunately, the cosmetic industry are still doing it. But because the majority of the consumers don't know, to me, it's like they are using us as guinea pig. You know, they are making their money and they are exposing us to detrimental consequences. So the government's regulation is also very, very important, you know. I'll give you an instance. The FDA, for example, hydroquinone is one of the products, right? And hydroquinone in Europe is banned. You know, they don't allow them to use those products in Europe. But okay, over here in America, you have the FDA has actually put a regulation on this. There is not supposed to be over 2% of this ingredient in products. But guess what? You will go into the ethnic beauty supply stores, just like I had, like the Korean type beauty supply store that targets black people. True. You will find these products with very active, super active, extra or more than 2% over the counter. So the question I ask myself is, if in our country here in America, these products are still in, you know, over the counter, you cannot even imagine what is out there in African countries like my homeland, Nigeria, where there's black market. People do all kinds of things to get money.
That's,
you know,
true.
So I really truly believe that it's a global phenomenon. We all need to step in. The government needs to take the lead. And from home, starting from infancy, the parents have a good job of letting their kids, their children, especially their daughters, know that they are beautifully made in God's image.
I agree. We have to fight that. Because that's heartbreaking to know. You're right that when we go into the stores or if they're ran by Koreans, that they're still there, and how do we stop it? But I do believe that the kids have to start seeing, and other women have to start seeing women like you and I who are confident in who we are now. Where can we get a purchase of your book so that if someone wants to buy it for their daughter or to learn more about what it is that you're doing, Queen Blessings, please tell us, and also give us your website.
Yes, right now the book is available at Amazon.com and the Barnes & Noble.com. I'm aware that the ebook is going to be up in about a week or so. It has been uploaded, okay. But it's not. I don't think they can purchase it at this point. But there's ISBN numbers on my Facebook, Queen Blessing, Facebook. The hardcover, the paperback, and the ebook ISBN is all on the Facebook. It's also going to be on my website, queenblessing.com.
Okay. Awesome. I'm so excited. I want to thank you, Queen, for taking a moment out to teach us today and to teach us the seriousness about skin bleaching. And I just wish you the best on your journey. I know that God has a plan and a purpose, and you are living it. But you know what? I'm also empowered by what you've done in school and who you've become. So that alone is empowering. Please, again, tell everybody what it is that you do so these young girls can know that they can do it just like you if they put their mind to it.
Yes. Yes. I started off as a biochemist back in Nigeria.
Okay.
So, of course, that was when I started the quest for beauty and the quest for answers, right?
Yes.
So, as a biochemist relocated to the United States, now I'm proud to say I'm, of course, American. My why here in America, I have other degrees, you know, in management and then in public health. And right now, I'm also a specialist in fitness nutrition. So this message, where it's all going, is about wellness. Wellness because I have been fortunate to participate in a research study that is funded by the NIH, National Institute of Health, with Morehouse School of Medicine. And during this process, you know, doing research, finding out, in preventive medicine, it's obvious that a lot of us are not living a healthy way of life. And so we are putting ourselves at risk diseases. So what I'm advocating is not just, though I'm in cancer research right now, I'm actually advocating lifestyle change. Lifestyle change, we all need that because it's not just for cancer, it's all kinds of chronic diseases. When we focus on taking good care of ourselves, then we see the need to nurture ourselves and cherish who we are. Because it's not just what we put on the outside, it's what we put on the inside. That is
true.
What we redeem. Yes, that is what we redeem to the outside. So that's why this book is, this series is actually, it's a series. And the main thing I'm working on this particular series is, the secret to winning true beauty from within. And the third on the series is actually going to be focused on what we need to do to actualize that true beauty from within. And optimum health is one of them. And optimum health has to do with you taking good care of yourself and living, a whole life, because just like the cosmetic industry, the food, the fast food industry is, still going and doing the same thing. Just like I said in this book, nobody is going to tell you if you eat this fast food, you're going to have cancer, over a long period of time. There are going to be some consequences. One of them could be cancer, If you keep eating bad food and you're not exercising, same thing. Nobody is going to tell you in the products that you are using that when you keep using this for a long period of time, you can't put yourself at risk for skin cancer either. So that is why it is very important that we all pay attention as to what is going on and re-educate ourselves, and then help our kids, our young girls as well. We have a lot of work to do.
We do. We have a lot of work to do. But it is important that we learn to educate ourselves first so that we can educate our homes and our children and then in turn educate our community. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you again so much for being on my show, Queen Blessings, and I wish you much, much success on your journey.
Thank you.
God bless
thank
you.
You.
Continue to connect with Simply Hanif Radio Show. I wish you the best. Have a great, great day.
Thank you so much. You're such a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen.
right.
All right, everybody. I'm so excited. I've had two powerful, wonderful guests. I've had Melba Moore, and I've had Miss Beautiful. They're both beautiful women, Queen Blessing. So I hope you enjoyed the show and you've learned a lot. I am excited about the journey of Simply Hanif Radio Show. Listen, if you want to have a sponsorship here and hear your own commercial on our show, or your music on our show, please go ahead to the website at hanifrjordan.com. Click under the Simply Hanif tab and look at our sponsorship packages. We have plenty. And this is a good thing, I say, because I reach a lot of people. So I would love for you to have your music or your commercial played here. With that being said, tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and come on and have a cup of coffee with me, and go ahead and enjoy our morning talk. And also look forward to my YouTube channel, which will be coming very soon. You'll be able to see me do some live interviews. I'm excited about that. So with that being said, everybody, be blessed. Remember to be mindful of your thoughts, your words, and your actions, because truthfully, you may be the only God someone sees today. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.